Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We'll with tonight's guest, the hormone queen, Deborah Margopoulos.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky with the stars.
And musical guest, Jess Wayne. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I feel like it's been a month or two since we were last on air. I know it was only last week. After our show, I got on a plane and went to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I think the Santa Fe air just cleared my mind. Even though I was there to work, actually, I was doing Cine Festa Italia 2016. The first annual Cine Festa Film Festival, and I was master of ceremonies for all the events there. I mentioned that for a couple of reasons, A, because it was quite exciting and I'm proud of it, and B, because when I got on the plane, I was one of the last people on the plane. There were still a few people behind me. Everybody was trying to find seats. Of course, all that was left was middle seats, and it was Southwest. So, you know, it's first come, first served. And at that point, I was one of the last people on the plane. So you know how that goes. And I was rushing. So I was trying to get my luggage up on the whatever that's called, overhead thing. And so I took out a book that I was planning on reading on the plane that I had brought with me, which was our past guest, Jay Bradley's book, Live, Look, Feel, which has, you know, him looking all fit on the cover, and it's about losing weight, and it's kind of obvious that it's about that, and healthy living and all that kind of stuff. And I took this book out of my bag and in a hurry just dropped it on the seat and then stuck my bag up. And as soon as I looked down, I realized that it fell next to, oh, how do I put this? See, the lady that I was going to be sitting next to, she seemed uncomfortably large, and she took up part of my seat. And maybe the way I threw the book down in my haste felt maybe to her like, you know, you're taking up some of my seat. And oh, by the way, this book is for you, you know, especially since the way I threw it, it was pointed exactly at her so she could read it right, you know, the front cover, everything, like it's right there. It's like, hello, this is a sign. And of course, I didn't think of that. I didn't mean it that way. And if I had not been in a hurry, I might have kind of hid the cover, trying to be sensitive to her. But then I sat down and I rationalized it, saying, well, maybe this is, you know, she needed to see that. Maybe this is a sign for her. And I thought, I wonder if she gets these kinds of signs that maybe you're uncomfortable, because she seemed very uncomfortable. And then I was uncomfortable because I was sitting next to her and she was on top of me. And I thought, you know, maybe she gets these signs all the time, but she's ignoring them. So then I thought, well, wait a minute. This is not about her. This is about me. Where are the signs that I get that I ignore? And it's interesting because for the past year or so, I've been trying to lose weight and haven't been that successful. I have horrible night's sleep and been struggling with that. And so I get headaches, and I know I'm not living my best life. And so I thought, well, where have those signs been that I need to do something about that? Oh, yeah. Just last week, I was at my friend's McGowan Greg's place, and I didn't talk to too many people at the party. There was a party. But just before the party was over, I went up to this woman and I said, hi, I'm Filippo, and started to chat with her. And she says, hi, I deal in hormones, and I help people when their hormones are out of whack. And I'm thinking, oh, that was probably a sign. So here she is on our show to talk about that. And I'm so glad she is, because I am ready to listen to the signs. As a matter of fact, the next morning, we all stayed at a hotel nearby. And the next morning, I said, well, after I got home last night at 3 o'clock in the morning at the hotel, rather, I said, I turned on the computer. And she says, you turned on the computer at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's the worst thing you could do. And I said, why? She said, read my book. So she's here. She's going to talk about her book and why we have to read it. It's called Hormones in Harmony. So when we get back, we're going to be talking to Deborah Margopoulos and a little later on, music by our musical guest, Jess Wayne. I'm looking so forward to this show. All on the Life Changes show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our co-host Mark Leger. And Mark, did you see that in the middle of the commercial? She hands me the book and she says, "Chapter 9's for you."
I saw that. I saw your slightly nervous reaction as well.
I'm like, uh-oh, what's chapter 9?
But before we go on to that, can we just say Cine Festa a couple more times?
Cine Festa.
Oh, Cine Festa.
Cine Festa Italia.
This seems like such a fun word to say every time you say that. I'm excited for this conversation.
And we were a sponsor, by the way. Hello, Life Changes Network was a sponsor
also
of Cine Festa Italia.
Yes, indeed. I know I'm saying that I'm very excited for this episode. I was thinking about this the other day on how there's so many things going on in our bodies and our systems, and yet we paid so much attention to the kind of gas we put in our car, or the kind of fuel, oil, or additives, but yet. There's so many things that are happening that we're going to hear some of today. And if one thing's out of balance, it probably throws other things out of balance. And one thing leads to the next and so on and so on. And we don't pay attention to that. We're just thinking, pass the chips and off we go. So, very excited for this conversation.
Yeah. Chapter 4 is for you, by the way.
Thank you.
No, I don't know what chapter 4 is.
I'm looking it up as we speak. So.
She is an FNP. I don't know what that is, but she'll tell us, I'm sure. She's known as a hormone queen. She's a family nurse practitioner and now internationally best-selling author. This is exciting because her book just came out in April, but the publicity starts in July. So technically, we have an exclusive. This is her first radio interview on her book, Hormones in Harmony. Welcome, Deborah Margopoulos, to the show.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate you inviting me. And it's great to be able to talk with your guests. And hopefully some of my people are also on the show because I sent out links. Come on, come and listen. Give me a little tidbits.
Excellent.
Anyhow.
Well, the irony is, too, is that we usually book a month or two in advance, but the guest for this week had to postpone. And so it's like, well, and here you are. So obviously I have to hear a message from you. What is that message besides chapter 9?
Well, the message is in the whole book, actually. And you're right. It really is about getting your body in balance from the inside out. Mm. So I'm a family nurse practitioner, which basically means I treat the whole family. But my specialty is neuroimmune endocrinology, which is the biochemistry of your body, basically how your hormones work. And the idea is that your hormones, and not just the hormones that we traditionally think of, estrogen and testosterone and DHEA and cortisol and thyroid hormone, but also your neurotransmitters, serotonin, dopamine, acetylcholine, and your immune factors are all little messengers. So think about those hormones like your computer software program. And sometimes you reach an age or you overload your RAM where you need software update. And that's where someone like me comes in. Mm. Where do you need to be balanced? Mm. So I deal with the patients who traditionally come to me and they're rather train wrecks because I'm a super specialist. They have lots going on. And I try to figure out what the root of their issue is, not just slather them in more hormones trying to make those problems go away.
I just figured out FNP stands for Family Nurse Practitioner.
Family Nurse Practitioner.
Some days you are just step ahead.
All right. So, you know, how... your story is so amazing, and I know we don't have time for it, but people need to read the book because it's in the book, at least in great part. But just briefly, in a few minutes, if you can, you didn't want to get this smart in this subject, right?
This wasn't my goal when I started out as a pre-med student and then decided I wanted to be a nurse practitioner because I wanted a life and a family and I wanted to be married all before 40, which most of the female doctors weren't. Mm. So I was going to become a nurse practitioner, but I was fresh out of nursing school when I get pregnant with my first child, who's born 30 weeks later, premature, had what's called intrauterine growth retardation, which meant he should have weighed 4.5 pounds and he was 2.5 pounds. Mm. But the big issue was I had a dream that I had a baby boy, and all my dreams have always come true. I mean, I dreamt my husband. I dream, you know, my test results. I mean, so I really believed in this. And when this baby's delivered, they can't tell what it is. Mm. So the baby is born with what's called ambiguous genitalia, meaning it looked, could have been a boy, could have been a girl. Chromosomes came back 11 days later, said it was XY, but they called the child an XY female. So at the age of 23...
Wait, XY is
male.
Male, okay.
But the presentation was female. And so at the age of 23, I am given the choice, my husband and I, to choose a side, male or female. And back in 1984, there was no middle choice. It was either male or female. Mm. So, and the presumption was, what I was told, and this I'm quoting the pediatric endocrinologist, that it is easier to make a hole than a pole, so raise the child as a girl. Wow. Because the genitalia determines the gender identity, which now we know is not true.
Wow.
So my mother's intuition and my dreams were saying, this isn't right. No, we're not going to do that. We're not cutting anything off. We're going to just raise the child according to its chromosomes. And then if it decides to be male or female later, it can do that. But in the meantime, we stuck with boy, named it a very ambiguous name, Jairus. Could have gone either way, and basically raised it very ambiguously, allowed the child to be whatever. We started using the pronoun he, and I'm still stuck with that pronoun. But right now, my child, who is 31 years old, prefers to be called they. And that term now of the way he was born was intersex, is what the terminology is now.
Intersex.
Intersex. With that terminology was not actually promoted until the mid-90s, so... So I was a little beyond the game. But my gut feeling is the DNA was not in stone, that the DNA could shift. Because when they actually did the original biopsies on the child to figure out, like, what the receptor sites for the hormones were doing, he had no open receptor sites for male hormone. So that's why the genitalia didn't masculinize. My feeling was he would masculinize. In fact, it was the Italian grandmother and the Greek grandmother, because I'm Italian and my husband's Greek, who stood up with us. I'm 23, he's 22, and the two grandmas. And they're saying, what is this endocrinologist talking about? When the endocrinologist said, well, the child will never have secondary sex characteristics. And I said, well, that just means it won't have body hair. And my mother stands up, all 4'10" of her, and says, what are you talking about? The women in this family have to shave their mustaches off. I don't think that's any reason to cut off any genitalia here. Wow. I mean, I think we should go with Deborah's dream. Wow. And so that's how it began. So I had to leave traditional medicine and do lots of research in, you know, Scientific America, animal studies, trying to figure out if the receptor sites would change, if nature could actually be changed by nurture. If the way we raise the child would actually change genetic expression, and it did.
Wow. Wow, and this is before computers, obviously.
Oh, yeah. So I'm talking about libraries, books. I'm talking about, you know, well, luckily I was at UCLA, so I could, speak with the top people there. Mm. And we were working with the top pediatric endocrinologist, but he was the first child raised as, born as an XY female, raised male, and did not have surgery to cut everything off.
So that is
in America,
yeah,
the first child.
Presumably this this has happened to a lot of birthed.
1 in 2,000 are born this way.
Wow.
In some manifestation of what's called hermaphrodite or intersex. So
and I would say that probably more often than not, the wrong decision is made.
The decision that medical science believes in, but maybe not be the right decision for that child.
Mm.
So today we let the children be whatever they're going to be. And that's where the, you know, might have heard of intersexuality, where these children are ambiguous and they're sort of deciding, but not back in 1984.
Wow.
So.
Well, and it's still new today.
It's not talked about a lot.
And here we are. And the thing is I'd love to talk more about this because it's fascinating. We didn't really get to finish our conversation at the party that evening or the next morning. And I have a feeling it's a conversation that could go on and needs to go on. However, we're going to be talking about hormones because you got real smart and you not only helped your son, but you've helped a lot of people since. So when we come back with Deborah Maragopoulos, she's going to talk about her book, Hormones in Harmony, and what you could learn from it, including Genesis Gold, which is, well, we'll let her tell us about it. And a little later on, music by Jess Wayne, all here on the Life Changes Show after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere and our guest, Deborah Maragopoulos, who wrote Hormones in Harmony, Heal Your Hypothalamus for optimal health, graceful aging, and joyous energy. She's the hormone queen and FNP, which, for those of you who don't know, is family nurse practitioner, and, amongst other things, and a mother who's learned so much. So everything you learned from this fascinating story that you shared with us is in the book and more. So how did you translate what you learned through the work with your child into what everybody needs to know for their life?
Well, basically, there is always a root reason for your issues, whether they be hormonal or health issues. And so for my child, I realized that the way I nurtured that child, what I fed that child, the sleep environment, the stress reduction, the activity environment, how many hugs, all of those things were part of actually changing his nature, his DNA, and actually allowing that DNA to express differently. Your DNA is not set in stones. That's one of the chapters in there. It's more like a deck of cards. So it's the cards you get dealt out. It's really how you play the cards. You could get really great cards. You've got good DNA, or you get poor cards. You've got bad DNA. But if you play the poor cards well, you're going to win the game of life. If you play the good cards poorly, you're going to lose at the game of life. So it's really more about nurture than it is about nature. And that is not what medical science believes. So when I became a family nurse practitioner, I really started realizing that my intuition really was what I needed to follow. So I blend the science of medicine with that art of healing by really following my intuition and then doing that research to figure out what's going on with my patients.
We should probably say here, from the little that I know about you, I know this, you're in tune with your intuition. Mm-hmm. Most people, I would say the majority of the people, are not half as in tune with their intuition as you are. So they can't follow their intuition, or they can follow something thinking it's their intuition, but it's not. So what?
Well, then? I don't believe that.
Oh, really?
Okay, I believe it's like music. We can all sing, but some of us don't sing very well.
Okay.
But some of us can be taught to sing better, but we all have the capacity to appreciate music and at least sing a little bit. And so what I ended up doing is figuring out what the root issue of hormonal issues are and all health issues, and it's the maestro of your symphony of hormones, which is your hypothalamus. Nobody knows what that is. We learned it in medical school, but it's literally the operating systems of your computer. It operates all those software programs, okay, which is what your hormones are. They're software programs that allow you to integrate with the outside world. So the maestro, the boss, is the hypothalamus. And what I found is that if I could actually feed the hypothalamus what it needed, then the body would correct itself. I couldn't find that one thing. So that same child said to me, "Mom, why don't you just meditate about this and see what comes in dreams?" And I dreamt a formula, had the same dream for 3 months, every night for 3 months, the same dream. I'm holding a golden chalice. Inside this chalice is a liquid. My worst case patients are coming to me. They drink from the chalice. I wake up and ask what was in the cup, and I intuitively write. And I come up with this formula. Takes me about 3 years to finally get it manufactured. Bingo. Now my patients and those who have been getting the formula, which is called Genesis Gold, they start to become in touch with their intuition. It's more than just the physical.
Uh-huh.
Because I think your DNA tries to talk to you through your hormones, and we perceive that as emotion, feeling, etc. But your DNA is trying to tell you what it needs. So, for instance, if I need more sleep or if I need a certain kind of foods, when I first started taking Genesis Gold, my hormones were terribly out of balance. I had what's called runner's amenorrhea, which means I didn't have periods because I was running too much. My body fat was too low. So I started taking the product, and within 2 months, I have menstrual cycles. But within that 2 months, I start craving meat. I was a vegetarian before. My body was talking to me. About 6 months into taking the product, it's the fall. Every fall, for every year, I always got seasonal affective disorder, which means you get really depressed and you crave carbohydrates. And I hated when we changed the time back in California.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I'm craving orange vegetables, pumpkins and yams and butternut squash. I attribute it to my DNA talking to me. I start eating it. I've never had seasonal affective disorder again. And that was 16 years ago.
Wait, so we're in agreement, actually. Everybody potentially can be connected to their intuition. It's just
absolutely
that they're not. That's what I'm saying. And so what they're listening to now may not be their intuition. It might be the, you know, bugs in their system wanting to eat something that they're not supposed to eat.
Exactly.
And, right.
Exactly.
So getting into balance, then
so when you get into the biochemical balance, then your DNA is going to speak more clearly to you,
right,
like how much sleep you need and what foods you need, etc. I mean, I'm literally having people buying the product, taking the product, and just a few weeks later hearing their bodies say big fat stop when they're going for sugar and they really shouldn't be going for sugar. Changing their diet. It doesn't matter how much I preach to them. You need to sleep more. Turn off the darn computer. Get rid of the blue light.
Don't look
We had that conversation at the cocktail party. Get rid of that blue light. Because it's affecting your ability to make melatonin.
Right.
So I can say that to the cows come home. When their DNA starts talking to them, they naturally turn it off. They naturally cover up those lights in the hotel rooms. They start eating differently. And I'm not talking about they all have to eat the same way. I love the Mediterranean diet. I'm, you know, Italian. My husband's Greek. It's the way we cook. But that's not right for everybody. Everybody's body. It's not the right diet for them. But when your body talks to you, you'll know what the right diet is. So instead of following a prescription diet, your body's going to start talking to you. Now, I have diets in this book. I talk about liver cleanses. I talk about sleep hygiene. I talk about meditations, but they're not actually written in the book. When you finish the book, I'll send you the diets. You go to one of my pages on the hormonequeen.com and you'll get all that, because I'm not really trying to prescribe diets. I want your body to start talking to you, but I can give you some tips.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll take them.
So, for instance, my favorite diet is the insulin-resistant diet, which I came up with, which is basically you're cutting out sugars and starch products like flour and things like that. It's the best way to fool your body into burning body fat is quit filling up. You've got a whole bunch of sugar in your pantry. We call it your buoy, your insulin meter around your belly. Okay. So instead of keep buying more food.
Wait, you don't mean our pantry in the kitchen.
I'm talking about the pantry in your belly.
She's pointing to her belly, making this big circle. Okay.
So that particular pantry is, it's already full. So instead of keep eating it, you're going to borrow from it when you're not eating it in your diet. So you're cutting out the starches, you're cutting out the sugars. You'll start going into those sugar stores. That's actually what you call fat is actually sugar stores in those cells.
Wow.
So... And I have all those diets. It's all those prescriptions are in the book. But I want you to realize that you can heal yourself. That's my goal, is you can innately tap into your healing ability.
So when she's referring people to the website and all that, thehormonequeen.com, that's pretty easy, thehormonequeen.com. And there is where you'll find actually all kinds of things, including the book, including the product that she's talking about. As a matter of fact, a little later on in the show, she has a special for all our listeners here at Life Changes. So heal your hypothalamus for optimum health. So make the connection for us again. So the hypothalamus is where that talks to the hormones.
So the hypothalamus. So think of the hormones as a symphony. So rather than me tuning every instrument in your body, or somebody else tuning every instrument in your body, fixing your thyroid, your pancreas, your testicles, your ovaries, your brain chemistry, your immune factors, tuning.
Which is kind of like piecemealing.
Piecemealing it all.
Okay.
We could do it, but we're not going to do it as well as your body can do it. If you actually fix the maestro, the hypothalamus, give it the new sheet music, give it what it needs to actually orchestrate that entire symphony, then it's this beautiful harmony. That's why the book's called Hormones in Harmony. Then your DNA is dancing health instead of like Elaine on Seinfeld, which is looks like disease. Remember Elaine on Seinfeld? Crazy dance?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's...
Mark's doing it. I wish we could see that. Okay, go on.
And that's where we need some pictures here.
Yes.
But that is disease. So that's part of my questions with my, on the website with my patients. Are you dancing health or are you dancing disease?
So somebody says, I'm having trouble with my pancreas, or someone says, I'm having trouble with my liver. And so we're used to, well, take this for liver, or let's cut this out, whatever it is, right? So you're saying it's not just about that.
Exactly. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's the weed at the top. I want to go for the root of that weed. So I'm not going to just chop off the weed at the dirt. I'm going to dig out the root. And time after time again, I don't care if they have neurological disorders like seizure disorders, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, or they have cancer, immune disorders like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, or thyroid disease. It's hypothyroid, thyroiditis, they're diabetic, they're going through the pause, they're going through andropause. No matter what it is, if you balance the hypothalamus, the body will start balancing itself out.
Okay. I have to say this. First of all, that's fascinating and sounds wonderful. You mentioned the pause, which of course is menopause, but then you said andropause. Can you explain that? Because I think I know what it is, but...
Andropause is male menopause. Andro means male
or
masculine.
Because a lot of people don't know this.
Right. So men, I've been measuring male hormones for, 25 years. And 25 years ago, the norm was a lot higher than it is now. Okay. So norm is not necessarily normal. So when you get your blood test done and we're looking at testosterone, you would fall into normal limits now. You wouldn't have fallen into normal limits 20 years ago because men were more masculine then. Now, what's the difference? It's all the antibiotics that are estrogenic in our diets and our meats and dairy products. Mm. It's how much body fat you're carrying, which is converting a lot of your testosterone into estrogen. So we're seeing lower and lower testosterone levels in males. Okay. They're literally becoming feminized.
Wow.
So we're seeing the pause actually happening earlier. Normally, andropause would happen around mid-60s for males, and menopause is about early 50s for females. But I'm treating men in their late 30s and 40s
Wow.
for low testosterone level, and women in their early 30s to 40s for low female hormones, estrogen, progesterone.
Does this tie into prostate then as well? Because I've been hearing so much about, and I was asking the other day someone how prostate seems to be so many men, almost every man I talk to that's over 40 has some sort of a prostate issue.
It does tie in because one of the things with the prostate, so medicine believes that testosterone is driving prostate cancer. Okay. But I will tell you, and a lot of genetic scientists will tell you, it's the lowering of the male hormone that is blunting the immune system that allows a few of those cancer cells to start growing. So when you become hormonally incompetent, meaning you're not making as much hormones as your body needs, your immune system isn't doing its job. Those soldiers aren't doing their job anymore. So that high estrogen level that we see now in males is also feeding that prostate, including prostate cancer. So it's not just a high testosterone. It's what you're doing to this testosterone. How are you metabolizing it? Which is another reason that I created my Genesis Gold product, is to help you metabolize. And it wasn't just a big soup here. This is all the stuff I was giving to my patients in multiple supplements. And they were leaving my office with like bags of stuff or big old shopping lists. And I'm thinking, I couldn't do this. How can I ask them to do this? But they were desperate. And that's when the product came and everything sort of came together. And all of a sudden, they're metabolizing their hormones and less is more. I'm able to get them off their hormones.
Get them off their hormones.
Like if they were taking bioidentical hormones. Okay. Like at the cocktail party, I told you about the woman who made no hormones.
Right. You know, we could go on and on. And I'm thinking about the party in the sense that we were all having, everybody was having fun. And then we started having this conversation. Of course, I was fascinated. But I turned to a friend and I said, and all of a sudden, the conversation got sobering. And really, I mean, this is very sobering and interesting and fascinating at the same time. So we're talking to, of course, Deborah Marigopoulos, and her book is Hormones in Harmony. A little later on, she has a special offer for our listeners. In the meantime, thehormonequeen.com is where you can learn more about her and her work. And also she does one-on-ones, but she recommends that people get the book first and get the product first that she's been talking about. What's it called?
Genesis Gold.
All right. So we'll be right back with a little bit more conversation with Deborah. And a little later on, music by Jess Wayne live here at Studio NoHo, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio with Mark Legere and our guest, Deborah Marigopoulos, and we're talking about hormones. Who knew? During the commercial break, she says, Filippo, there's a chapter, number 5, in between the sheets. You might want to read that, too. We'll just leave that at
so,
that.
So that's 5 and 9, in case you can write that down so far.
Actually, the whole book is what I want to read, right. And I do. There's just so much information and a lot more information, obviously, that we can't give here. What are a couple more tips we can leave everybody with that they could start
to get their hormones in balance?
Yeah,
I would say the biggest thing you can do to get your hormones in balance is sleep in the dark. If you sleep in the dark,
that's one thing
that you don't do, Filippo. If you sleep in the dark.
Jeez.
If you sleep in the dark, it helps your body to make enough melatonin, turns on your immune system so you can clean house. So you're not cleaning house during the day. You're not cleaning up all the bugs, everything that you've inhaled, ingested, et cetera, all the cancer cells that could be turning.
Now, she's talking about internal cleaning.
I'm talking about cleaning the body.
Okay, yeah.
Then your hormones are more likely to get into balance. And resetting your circadian rhythm is really important.
Wow.
And that's one of the things, the other thing that I see, when you balance out the hypothalamus, your circadian rhythm starts to balance out. So people will say, but I'm just a night person and I have to stay up at night. And I'm not saying that there aren't people that are meant to be that, but we're not all meant to be the night watchers of the village. Most of us are supposed to work in the day. And so once you start turning off those lights and when you balance the hypothalamus with a product like Genesis Gold, what's going to happen is your body's going to naturally switch that circadian rhythm. One of the problems I had personally is I had somnambulance. I was a sleepwalker. So I rarely got more than 3 to 5 hours sleep at night. And as soon as I started taking it, I'm sleeping 10 to 12 hours, like I'm catching up, and then finally switch over to a normal 7, 8, 9 hour sleeping pattern in the complete dark, super sensitive to light, where I'm literally throwing things over digital clocks. We don't have any digitals in the room. Stop looking, stop getting on your computer screen after dark. If you have to, you got homework, you've got things you need to do. Wear a pair of pink sunglasses to block that blue ray coming from the computer or television screen, and that will help your body continue to make melatonin after dark. Don't wear it during the day, though. You'll be sleepy.
You know, if you haven't figured it out, Deborah has her way. And so, and that's the good news, because when I was like ready to not have this conversation anymore, she says, I'm just saying, I mean, if you want to age gracefully, and I thought, oh, she got me. And it's interesting because it reminded me of somebody I knew who used to work the night shift most of her life, and she aged very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's actually increased insulin resistance, which is type 2 diabetes, increased risk of cancer, increased risk of heart disease, and you can see it on the outside. You know, the skin's aging more rapidly, the body shape's aging, you're losing muscle tone, you're getting more body fat, so you're looking like a middle-aged person when you're not middle-aged anymore.
Wow. I can speak to this a little bit because I had had sleep apnea, severe sleep apnea, and didn't sleep well. I was, you know, constant. Sleep paralysis, I would wake up. And once I had the surgery, once I started, you know, getting into a normal sleep pattern, it was like my vitality came back. I felt like now I feel younger than I did 10 years ago. And that was just, you know, that one specific thing. But it makes such perfect sense what you're saying.
So it just seems to me, and that if you need to have surgery in order to stop, you know, basically strangling on your tongue, which is what a lot of things that is. But if you're, you know, there's so many people are taking sleep aids. You know, they're taking over the counter, they're taking sleep drugs or using things to try to go to sleep, when a lot of it has to do with the light and a lot of it has to do with their sleep patterns before they go to bed. And I talk about this in the book, you know, along with diet and how to cook and, you know, the whole thing. Because there's not just one thing. I wish there was. You know, but I think it's easier when you get your hypothalamus in balance. Your body's going to tell you what it needs. You don't have to have a prescription. You don't have to have a to-do sheet, you know, 10 pages long to say, okay, I got to eat like this exactly. You're going to know what you need. It just takes a little time to start opening up the communication network.
Well, this coming weekend, I'm teaching the recalibration in Las Vegas, and I know what book I'm taking for that trip. It'll be, if you haven't guessed it by now, Hormones in Harmony. Heal your hypothalamus for optimal health, graceful aging, and joyous energy. Tell us, Deborah, what offer did you have for our listeners today?
So what I have for the listeners is a 10% off coupon code, which is Life Changes. You're going to go to heal.thehormonequeen.com/special offer/. It's a special page just for you. When you get there, put in your coupon code, and you're going to get 10% off on Genesis Gold. You're also going to get a free book.
Oh.
A real book, not an ebook.
Oh.
Autographed by me.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
And we'll put details, except for the coupon code, because you all listen to the show. But we'll put that link on the website.
Okay. So the normal link would be thehormonequeen.com for this special code, which Life Changes is one word, no caps.
Life Changes,
right?
One word, no caps.
And so for that, you'd go to www.heal.thehormonequeen.com/. You said backward slash. You mean forward slash?
Forward slash.
Okay. Special offer, forward slash. Okay. The book is available on Amazon. And actually, it will be eventually available elsewhere, but right now it's exclusive on Amazon. Like this interview was exclusive with us. Thank you so much.
Just because you're so special. And we were meant to meet.
We were meant to meet. We should say thank you to Greg and Miguel.
Yes. Thank you, Greg and Miguel, for putting us together.
I think
they're listening tonight.
Well, I hope so. Love them. And the irony here, too, is for 2 years, they've been telling me about you every once in a while when I'd see them. And I know that they mentioned me to you, but they were so busy at the party that I guess they never thought of the two of us connecting. But look how We did.
It was like synchronicity.
It really was. Yeah, I literally ended up right next to you.
We were at the same little table, just chatting. Like we were comparing our hair is what we were doing.
I don't remember that part.
I do remember that part.
All right, the show's over.
Yeah, Greg and Miguel had come to one of my male hormone presentations. I did a live presentation, and they were like, oh, my gosh, there's so many men that need to hear this.
Yes.
But I'm now ready to, like, go out in the world and say, okay, this is it. But the book really will help. And it's an inexpensive way to get all this information.
And the book is for Wonderful. Male and female.
Male,
right?
Females, children. You're going to see and everything in there.
And obviously, theys.
Yeah, and the theys. Everybody.
Yes.
Everybody.
And I don't mean that facetiously. I mean, it's
no,
just
no, no.
It's new
it's,
to me,
we
too.
All have hormones.
Yeah.
We all have hormones.
Wow.
You too.
Well, and now we all have Deborah.
Thank you.
We can have Deborah in our homes, in our on our nightstands. But we can read this before we go to bed?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. With...
But not on the computer.
Not on the Kindle. Read the real book.
Okay. There you go.
Oh, and just one other thing.
Yes.
All of my profits for this book, as well as 13% of Genesis Gold sales, goes to my charity, Divine Daughters Unite. Because wow. whose mission is if when you heal a woman, you heal her family and you heal the village. So we literally treat women all around the world and bring education and healing to women all around the world through this charity, Divine Daughters Unite. Also on thehormonequeen.com, you'll see all that.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we got that in.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Deborah.
Yes.
Deborah Maragopoulos and her book, Hormones in Harmony. Thank you so much, The Hormone Queen. We will be right back with our musical guest, Jess Wayne, here in the studio on Life Changes right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back here in the studio. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Leger and our guest, Deborah Maragopoulos. And joining us in the studio is Jess Wayne. He is a singer-songwriter, a poet, and a guitar player. Welcome, Jess, to the show.
Thank you so much.
It's so good to have you. You know, you had a past life in this life, or are you still an attorney?
No. I'm not attorney. That's way in the, well, it's not even in the rearview mirror anymore.
Wow.
Past life was the right description.
Okay. Past life. It's definitely the past life.
Yeah. I were you wanting to sing and express yourself before, or just, is this new?
Yes. I've always been into music and always did it, and started very young and played in bands and things like that.
And then your hormones got out of whack and you became an attorney.
This is clearly what must have happened.
And then when they got back into balance, no.
I think I had one of those moments where this was late 60s. I thought I need to be a free person and live for the moment. And so actually I was a modern dancer for 10 years. Then I said, oh, I need a real job.
Wow.
So then I became went to law school and made the mistake of doing well. And the next thing you know, you've got all kinds of jobs and things like that. And I kept trying to get out of it. I bought guitars. I just kept trying to leave it, but I guess I needed that experience for that time.
That's a really good way of putting it, actually. And so you had it.
Yeah, the other explanation is that I'm an idiot. I prefer the one about just this. Obviously, it was giving me something that I needed, and that's what I needed.
Does any of it translate into your music now?
Absolutely. I heard you guys talking about intuition, and mine is I call it following the heart, which is obviously you guys are totally into that. But trying to intuitively follow the heart and see where it goes. So the art that I do with the songs, if you were to say, well, what's that one about? I kind of have an idea,
right.
And I think you'll have an idea too. It has an emotional completeness. And yet it deals with the ambiguities of life, the things I want to have in life, the moments that are happening, the moments that happened, the moments that maybe haven't happened yet. Sometimes I start out to write a song and I think, oh, this is about my father. And then I think, no, it's about my son. No, maybe it's about me or it's some amalgamation. And so I'll play that one of the songs today.
Oh, and it'll probably be about us.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it does change because there's also the moment.
The songs, they change as you sing them to
sure.
people. They also teach me about who they are or what they are about. Quite often the words come out, suddenly I'll think, well, what is this song about? And it just teaches me.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to learning from you. Actually, this is a very special time to have you here on the show with us because you are releasing on Friday officially your first CD, is it?
That's right. My debut CD.
That is
my
very
debut
exciting.
Album.
And this is your debut radio show for the album.
Absolutely.
This is very, very exciting.
So well, this is a first.
A first all the way around. Well, and a first for Deborah. This is special. What a special day.
We are launching, yes.
Launching here. So what will we get? Well, first of all, what is your album called?
It's called Ride the River.
Ride the River. Okay, and they can get it at JessWayne.com.
JessWayne.com,
okay.
and then right around the end of the week, Friday, it will be available at Amazon and iTunes and CD Baby and all that stuff.
Wonderful. Okay, so what are we going to be hearing from? What was it? Just Ride the River?
Yes, the album's called Ride the River.
Oh, Ride the River. Okay, and what are we going to be hearing from it?
Oh, the name of the song. One of them...
It doesn't have one.
One of them is called The Garden Song. I'm going to play that one second. And the first one, All I Can Do For Now.
All I Can Do For Now.
Is that the name of the song? Or
that's
is,
right.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the song. Right. We thought about naming the album that way, All I Can Do For Now, but it sort of sounded pathetic. But this is...
And here it is.
And this is all I can do for now.
And here's no, let's not say it that way. So here's Jess Wayne live here at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show singing All I Can Do For Now.
There's no bottom to this fall. There's no ticket to this wall. There's no ending to this life. Oh, wait, there is. There's no question that's too small. There are no answers to them all. There's no meaning in our death, so what is prayer? But tonight I will hold you, and tonight I will kiss your hair, and tonight I will smooth your tears, and tonight I will chase your fears, and that's all I can do for now. There's no rules to this race. There's no prize in any case. There's no happy without sad. I miss my dad. There's no joy in all our stuff. There's no drink will make me tough. There's no clothes will bring me love. But that's all they sell. And tonight I will hold you. And tonight I will kiss your hair. And tonight I will smooth your tears. And tonight I will chase your fears. And that's all I can do for now. Wisdom without loss. There's no magic without cost. There's no fortune big enough. Oh, wait, there is. There's no person always right. There's no lover every night. There's no wise man at the door, but I'll leave a chair. 'Cause tonight I will hold you, and tonight I will kiss your hair, and tonight I will smooth your tears, and tonight I will chase your fears, and that's all I can do for now.
Nice. Wow. Makes you think. Thank you, Jess. Jess Wayne. Jess Wayne from awesome. Ride the River. The song is All I Can Do for Now. Well, you've done a lot for now. Actually, speaking of having done a lot for now, I was thinking as I'm sitting here looking at you, you come across very masculine. You are very, very masculine man. But you were a dancer before. I can't picture this. I mean, like professionally. Then and you also come across very like tuned in, you know, like very like laissez-faire, also like, and you were an attorney. It's like you're just breaking all the stereotypes here for me.
Oh, you've captured my essence.
What I'd like to do is make like a poster of you and say, would you believe this man was a dancer? Would you believe this man was a lawyer? Because it helps us, you know, in the world say, well, wait a minute, stop thinking people are a certain way. You don't know people.
Right, right. And a lot, when I started this, I thought, oh, you know, don't tell people that you've been a lawyer. You know, that's like.
Of course, that's the first thing I told on the show, right?
Right, right. It's okay. No, look, I got over it. I mean, there was a point where I never told somebody I was a dancer on the first date, you know.
Okay, we'll leave that alone. All right, keep going.
Life is just full of these weird little changes. I mean, I started out as an actor, actually. I had an acting scholarship in college.
Wow.
There's another meme.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. And, you know, actually,
I've washed a lot of dishes and cleaned floors.
You know, which is talent, too, in a different way. But it just makes me the human spirit is wonderful, and so thank you for showing us this. Somebody said to me actually this weekend in New Mexico that didn't know me obviously, that, wow, you've done a lot of things, you're so talented. And I said thank you, yet I don't see myself as so talented. I see myself as using more of my talents than most people allow themselves to use of theirs.
Okay, I like that very much. I've always been afraid of the word talent because someone says you're talented, and suddenly everybody's like, "Oh yeah, that guy's talented." And I think that often talent is what we call somebody who has practiced, who has learned something. So when they say you have a lot of talents, you have allowed yourself to discover lots of different things and sides, and you let it out. I want to say it's authenticity.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, speaking of aligned with that, your next song is something about a garden.
Yes.
It's called?
The Garden Song.
Oh, The Garden Song. Okay. And as I
clever, huh? You never saw that coming.
And as I understand it, while you are singing and playing the guitar, you're going to be dancing to this, an improvisational dance?
That's why I have to get certain kinds of microphones that allow my head to move without shifting too much. Yes.
Okay, well, here's Jess Wayne and The Garden Song live in Studio NoHo on The Life Changes Show.
Plants tiny seeds in a row, covers gently so they grow. Lettuce and peas, beans on strings. He doesn't even eat these things. He floods the furrows, watches where the water goes. He's in his garden where the sun warms the earth, where he fights the weeds and dirt for all he's worth. It could be worse. Gave her 30 years, tortured soul. He tried to heal her, love doesn't know. Seeds on desert never take. Only the hopeless hope and wait. He thinks he's a good man, wants to do the best he can. So he's in his garden where the sun warms the earth, where he fights the weeds and dirt for all he's worth. It could be worse. Or it could be worse. Then one summer, garden died. He left them both, said he tried. Found the ocean where the sun cuts like a knife. Sought forgiveness at the end of life. She took his ashes home, scattered them all alone. He's in his garden where the sun warms the earth, where he fights the weeds and dirt for all he's worth. Oh, it could be worse. Oh, it could be worse. Oh, it could be worse.
Jess Wayne, the Garden Song from Ride the River, that's releasing this Friday. You're touching your heart. I am too. Thank you so much. Thank you. Jess Wayne, JessWayne.com is where you can find the CD being released this Friday. Jess, did you write these lyrics?
Yes.
Okay, so you could add storyteller to your talents. Huh. I'm telling you, you are talented in storytelling. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know, think about it. It could be worse. So, you know.
That was the other optional title for the song. Again, and then the whole album, it could be worse.
Oh, man. This has been so much fun. This has been very special. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jess Wayne.
Thank you, Deborah, too.
And again, Mark, yes, thank you, Deborah Maragopoulos. This has been such a pleasure. We've learned so much and felt so much. So as we like to say, life changes. We trust that your life has changed like ours has. In the meantime, on behalf of Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo. Well, we want to thank him for making us all sound so good. Could be worse. No, just kidding.
He's not sure it could be better.
Right. Yes, exactly. Nicely said, actually. And you'll always find Brent here at Studio NoHo, like the man in the garden. You'll always find him here making people sound real good. And we also like to thank our program manager, Doug Newsom at BBS Radio. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Lejeune, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, I'm here to remind you, and we all are, that as your life changes, like ours did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.